We begin Siman Tezvav. Dino Yikadosh Baruch Hu, V'tziruf Asar V'myotzu Miktasov V'din Shliach Tzibur. Sifav Achash Shtabach, after we say Yishtabach, Oymer Shliach Tzibur Chatzi Kaddish, the Shliach Tzibur should say Chatzi Kaddish. When somebody says Yishtabach, it's important that there are 13 Shvachim, 13 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the Yishtabach, beginning with the word Shir Shevach, until the words Kedusha Malchus. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that one should not stop in the middle of those 13 Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one should think that if he's in the middle of davening, he should not have to come to a place where I'll have a question, do I have to answer Baruch Hu or Kedusha while I'm in the middle of those 13 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are some opinions that suggest that if you did have to answer Kadosh Baruch Hu Amen, you should repeat them. Some say that you shouldn't even say Amen or Kadosh Amen or Baruch Hu those during that time. There are those that have a minig that they say all of those 13 praises b'neshima achas in one breath. But certainly the poskim say, if by trying to say them in one breath, you won't be able to concentrate and understand what you're saying properly, it's more important to concentrate and understand what you're saying than to say them in one breath. Einam kadosh baruch hu kedusha, continues the Kedusha Shulchan Aruch. We don't say any davish b'kedusha. Vein karim b'tayr, we don't lane. Ela basara nosh mcdonald with 10 male adults. V'mloy hoya sara b'shosh amri yishtabach. If, as yishtabach was said, there weren't 10 people there that were participating, ashanishmu achach, 10 people only walked in afterwards. L'yom mishlich tziba kaddish. You can't say kaddish. Ki ein oimim kaddish. We can't say kaddish. Ela adovish nemer basara. Unless there are 10 people there. And this is relevant to a number of halachas. If people were learning and after shir they want to say kaddish drabanan, the halacha is you have to have at least 6 people have been participating in the shir. You have to have 10 people who are there when the kaddish is said, and even if the person who's saying the kaddish is not one of the members of the people of the shir, that's still acceptable. L'chein. And therefore, the right thing to do is Yamtina Malam Yishtabach. They should wait to say Yishtabach at Shiyava Esara until we have a minion. But here there's a very important halacha. The halacha is that one should not stop between Psukah de Zimra and the Yishtabach. So somebody said Psukah de Zimra, and now the Baal Tefillah is not up to where he is, or it's on Shabbos Yontov, and the Baal Tefillah takes a while till he sings Shaychanan and Mekahelos and Yishtabach. You should say it all till finish Yishtabach. You shouldn't have interrupted, should not interrupt, until from the end of the Psuk de Zimra, the end of the Shira, the end of Nishmas, through the end of Yishtabach should be said straight without any stop. To the degree that if the Baal Tefillah, let's say during the week, sees that it's not yet time to say Yishtabach, the time, there isn't the amount of people, he should not end the Shira himself. He should wait to conclude the Shira when he knows he'll be able to say Yishtabach immediately without any interruption. L'chein, Yamtiru Melam Yishtabach, at Shiyava Asara, don't say Yishtabach until there's a minyan. V'yachol mahatma at karav l'chatsisha. But if we're waiting, we could wait even a half an hour. But if it's already more than a half an hour, to stop in the middle of Psukah de Zimra for such a long time also doesn't make sense. But now, now you said the entire Psukah de Zimra with Yishtabach, and now you're waiting for the minyan, and the minyan comes. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, k'shivay asar, when you now have the minyan, yom etchila is the Psukim should be said, l'chatchila should be 3 Psukim, but you have a 2 Psukim, and then Yahreim Yoim Ashlich Tzibah Chatzi Kaddish, then the Ashlich Tzibah could say Chatzi Kaddish. Godel, who is a Godel? Hanishavala Shona is Rishona. 13 years have passed. V'nichnas L'shnas Ha'arba Osom. And now he's begun his 14th year. The halacha is that we don't have to wait a complete 14 years. That means if somebody was born 11 a.m. in the morning, the night before, by Tzeis, he is already a bar mitzvah. If somebody was born on Bein Hashmashos, let's say was born on Bein Hashmashos on a certain date, he should consider that date his bar mitzvah day l'chumra. He should already put on tefillin that day, but he should not be counted yet as part of the minyan until tomorrow. But, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we know in halacha there are two requirements to become bar mitzvah. One is the age, and the other is the shtei saris, two hairs, two pubic hairs. For this, says the Shulchan Aruch, for some chachazok the mistam heavy bay saris, we could rely, even though we didn't examine him, that he brought the shtei saris. Kegoin, explains the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, shnoil b'Rosh Chodesh Nissan, somebody was born b'Rosh Chodesh Nissan, ein nasa goli doesn't become bar mitzvah ad b'Rosh Chodesh Nissan of the year before, the next year. And 13 years later, the Haina B'tchilas Leila Shal Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the night of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Lacha Shnoish Esrei Shana, after 13 years, Nasa Goli becomes a mitzvah. Mishnoled B'Chodesh Adar. Somebody was born in Chodesh Adar, which we know Chodesh Adar, in the leap year, we have two Chodesh Adar. So says the Halacha, Mishnoled B'Chodesh Adar Kosh Shana Peshuta. The year he was born, there was only one Adar. But the year of his bar mitzvah, it's a shana muberes, there are two others. Ein nasa gadol, he doesn't become a gadol until other sheni. Avam nala b'shana muberes, if he was the year he was born, there were two adders, and he was born in adoration, and the year of his bar mitzvah is also b'shana muberes. So then nasa gadol gamke b'adoration, he will become bar mitzvah in adoration. Vim kishenoylan, if the year he was born, Hoyse Shonim Uberis, it was a leap year, two Adars. Ukshinasa Goli Shona Peshuta, and the year of his bar mitzvah, there's only one Adar. So then, Beish Nadal Ba'ad Rishon, Beish Nadal Ba'ad Sheni, makes no difference if he was born in Adar Rishon or the Sheni. Nasa Godel, he becomes a bar mitzvah, B'yoyim Zeh B'Adar Shalata. He becomes a bar mitzvah in Adar of this year. But Nimtza, and because of this halacha, it could turn out, a child that was born before someone else, in other words, if somebody was born chaf adarishin, 20 days in adarishin, and somebody else was born in adarsheni, so certainly the person that was born in adarishin is older than the person that was born in adarsheni. But if the year of their bar mitzvah there's only one adar, and let's say he was born in adarsheni 2 days in the month, he's younger, but he'll be bar mitzvah first. Kigon shenol b'shana muberes zeba esrim adarishim zeba asar adarsheni v'ashana, and the year at the bar mitzvah ashenasa gedolim hishana pshuta, the one that was born in adarsheni will be bar mitzvah first. Tzrich mazal, we have to be most careful. Sif gimel shloim limnas is a noishim l'gugloisam, we should not count people by the head later to know the minyan. Ki also limnas is yisrael l'gugloisam, we may not count Klal Yisrael, a feel of Dvar Mitzvah, even if the purpose is a Dvar Mitzvah, like here, to know if we have a minion. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yishma Shol, V'yishama Shmol, as Ha'am V'yif G'deim B'Toloim, he counted them with the Toloim, but not by a number. V'nagim L'mayisim Amir is a Pasuk, the minig is to count, and he's saying the Pasuk, Hashiyas HaMecho V'arach, the Sechor Reim, the same out of Oilam, Sheyesh Ba'asa Tevis, that has in it 10 words. Sif Dalet, Tzrichim, all 10 that are participating in a minyan have to be in one place. Some are in this room, and some are in another room. They can't combine. Even if the door is open. And even in a situation where there is no door, if they are two rooms and they don't see each other, then they certainly can't combine. And then some say that even, the Mishnah Berurah says, that even in one room, they have to be one room and see each other. Then and only then can they combine. This, of course, comes up when people are davening outdoors. The question is, how do they combine? And the Paiskim say, the best would be if everybody, the minyan is, if all the people who are the core minyan are within 4 amos of each other. If we can't have that, then they should at least be able to see each other. And they should preferably all be on at least on the same side of the street. If there's a street, there's a road separating them, that may cause a problem. Even if most of the people are in the shul, and some of the people are bezar shofnei beis hakneses in the hall in front of the shul, ein negram acharoyv, they don't combine with starf imam. Even if they're standing in the doorway, but facing outwards, that means if we were to close the door, they would be on the other side of the door. Even though now the door is open, they're considered as if they're not in the same room. This is all how we make up a minion. Avam hayu kana sara. We have a minion. Vayim kadosh obarcha sara. Kadosh obarcha kedusha are being recited. As kol hashemei kolam, anyone who hears what they're saying, wherever they are standing, wherever the person who's hearing is standing, yochel arasimam can answer. A field kavim batim afsik name, even though there's homes and houses in between. Kafil mechitzu shel bazel, there is no separation that exists. Eidim of sex ben Yisrael Levin Shabbashmayim between us and Hashem. Vad, but what may not be there to separate us is tzoya, waste, ayavayz kachavim, avayda zara. Sif hey, tzarech lizoy ma'oid, one must be most careful. L'shmaya kaddish, to hear the kaddish as it is recited. V'lanas ach b'kavona, to answer b'kavona. The kaddish was composed after Churban Bayis Rishon. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as Klal Yisrael is suffering with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're going into Golus. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, "Viskadalti viskadashti l'enei hagoyim," that there should be a kiddush Hashem, and every time kaddish is recited, and every time we answer Amen, we're performing this incredibly important mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us fulfilling this mitzvah and answering Amen the way we're supposed to do, the Shari Gan Eden get open, our Averis are forgiven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point has tremendous Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. And we could understand that the other way, Chas V'Shalom, if somebody ignores saying Kaddish properly, the significance of that. Mekol Shkein, B'Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, when it comes to reciting Amen Yesh Rabbim, Shetzorach L'chavin Heitav, you really have to pay attention. Shekol Oina Amen Yesh Merabim Kol Koichoi, somebody who answers Amen Yesh Merabim properly, the Kavanosa, he understands what he's saying. Karim L'gzardina Shashim Shana, even if there's a decree of 70 years of Tzoris, they could all be wiped out. V'yesh L'an, so Shebekol Ram, they should be answered out loud. Shebekol Zeh, by saying it that way, he's able to break anybody who's trying to say bad about Klal Yisrael. Mevatel kogzer is cautious and is able to nullify all terrible decrees. However, it shouldn't be absurd that people should start laughing, and that only causes that the whole davening becomes an avera. I'm reminding Shmei Rabba Im Tevis Yisbarach. It should say the word Yisbarach should be said alone. They're different from Hagim. The Gross said not to do that. V'akach Yishma Mishnah Tzibur. The rest of the Kaddish should be answered Yomer Amen. The halacha about hearing Kaddish through a microphone, even if one hears Kaddish through a microphone, he answers Amen. As far as Tefillah B'Tzibur, to hear the Chazar Shashatz, is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? That is not so obvious that that's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. Sivov, Yeshar Mishayin Tzrichim Lam B'Kaddish, that some say that you don't have to stand by Kaddish. The Halacha D'Shar Tshuva ever says is that while somebody's saying Kaddish, you shouldn't pass in front of him. A Kol Kaddish Atofsa B'Amida, if Kaddish has been recited while you were standing, could go in Acha Halal. After Hallel, we say Kaddish, and you stand by Hallel, don't sit down, Yesh Laman Oidboi, remain standing until after Amen Yehesh Me Rabbah is said. Yesh Amrim, Sheyesh Laman Tamil Kaddish, the one should always stand when Kaddish is being said, Ulshar Dovish Bagdusha, or whenever any Dovish Bagdusha is said. And it's learned, this halacha is learned, the Yesh Laman Kavachoyim Eglim Malach Moyav, the Ksiv, Vacha Veid Boilov, Eid came to Egloin, Eyud and Eyud says, Dvar Elokim li Elecha, I have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. And he immediately, V'yokim Elokisa, got up. Umay Eglon Melech Moyev. If we speak about Eglon, Shoya Ovid Avod Chavim Mazos, he worshipped idols, still, Kam L'Dvar Hashem, got up in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koshken Anachnu Amoy, certainly we should do the same. Kem Yesh L'Hachmer.